Easy.
Easy. Oh, great. We started the show with us both saying easy, easy. This time instead yep. of what we were doing before.
Start the show.
All right, here we go. Hey, welcome to the Marijuanderers. I'm Mike, there's Grizz.
I'm Grizz, there's Mike.
This is a very special episode of the show. It is made possible by our friends. This show is brought to you by Cheddar Cheese. It's orange and delicious.
Good one.
Yeah.
I like cheese.
Oh, man. Everybody loves a good cheese.
Indeed?
Indeed, they do. Indubitably.
Mm-hmm.
Say indubitably.
Indubitably.
What?
Indubitably.
Say it right.
Indubitably.
Do you have to take that shit out of your mouth to say it?
I don't have anything in my mouth.
Indubitably. You don't have anything in your mouth right now?
No, I have nothing in my mouth.
Is there anything on your teeth?
No.
No?
No, I don't have. Why? Why are you asking if there's anything on my teeth?
I thought that you had one of those guards.
A guard?
Like a mouth guard, a tooth guard thing, or a tooth thing.
Invisalign.
Invisalign.
Braces.
Braces.
Right.
So what is that? Explain that to me.
That is, it's a system for straightening your teeth.
Yeah, I need that so bad.
And you're just like plastic molds. No, it's plastic molds.
Oh, okay.
The first one hurts. The first couple of weeks, yeah. That hurts. But after that, it's okay.
Why are you wrecking this episode talking about your teeth?
I don't know. You brought it up. What are we talking about today anyway?
We have a very special episode of the show, Grizz.
Okay.
It is dedicated to stoner food.
I like stoner food.
Yeah.
I'm in.
By the way, the next episode is going to be stoner movies and then followed by stoner television.
I really want to talk about stoner movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, lots to talk about there.
Okay. Well, so that's all upcoming episodes. Make sure that you check those out. And we'll try not to kill the show with a lot of talk off the top about this or that or the other thing. We'll just try and get right into it.
Sure. Let's go.
Okay. So first of all, a couple of things. Everybody's always asking what strains are cool right now. I don't know, but I heard this thing about Skittles. I really like that. It's Skittles with a Z. Skittles.
Yes. Very, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So it's very nice. It's called Skittles.
Very good. I enjoyed it very, very much.
Yes. So that's a nice
one. If you can find it, give that one a shot.
Good luck to you. Then for bedtime, what was the other one? Pink something. Why can't I remember? Oh, Pink Star.
I've smoked that before. That's a nice one too.
Yeah, you smoked it today.
That's a nice one too. Oh, by the way, since we're talking about stuff like cannabis, I'd like to thank Friar Naya and Nut Nut for sending us some photos of some buds up in Sudbury that were grown organically.
Holy.
And then some plants.
Fuck balls.
So, Nut Nut, this gentleman who I guess really knows how to grow weed, took two plants, and they are not very tall at all.
They're like shrubs. You know what they're like? Topiaries. Like sculptured shrubs.
That's what they're like. And I don't know what he did.
Two plants basically take up, I don't know, what looks like
6x6 boxes.
Yeah, okay.
At least.
Amazing. And the entire 6x6 is full of plant.
Right. And not more than maybe 4 feet high from what we could see in the photos.
Right.
Right. So we'll post those, I hope. I sent them to you. I don't know how the quality is going to be.
I don't want to post them.
Why?
Have you seen my plants? They're not exactly 6x6 patches.
No, but I think that if we post them, we could get Friar Naya and Nut Nut to maybe tell us a little bit about how they're growing their weed. I think the fans might want to hear a little bit about how you grow something like that in your backyard. Because if it's legal here, like it is in Canada.
It is, yeah. I'm growing a couple plants.
And you can grow a couple of plants. Then why wouldn't you try and grow the biggest possible plant you could
in your backyard? I do think that there is going to be a lot of people in the future. There's going to be a lot of contests and maybe even neighborhood contests
like
for who
pumpkin
grows.
Pumpkin contests?
I think it's going to be like that, yeah. And it happens around the same time of year, right? It's a harvest as well. So I don't know. I just think it's going to be. In fact, maybe we should have the first pumpkin and cannabis harvest.
No, we should have the Harvest Bud Award, right? A Blue Ribbon Bud Award.
I'm writing it down.
And that's
hold
what
on.
Do.
Blue Ribbon. I like that because it sounds official. Blue Ribbon
Bud.
Bud
Award for the largest bud. From indica and sativa.
Two R's?
What? Two R's?
No, it's okay. I got it.
Okay. Right. So.
It's a good idea.
Why couldn't we do that? We should be able to get a spot at a country fair and do that.
Yeah. We should be. Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, if there's any country fairs that want to do a giant bud contest.
That's a really good idea.
Well, I think it'd be fun.
Okay.
As long as everybody was behaving themselves, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I, you know how I feel about that. I don't, because there's kids around and stuff. I don't want everybody's, you know, I want it to be nice and polite.
Well, it's not like at the pumpkin way off that everybody's slicing up the pumpkin and eating the
seeds.
Enough. They're
True
just
enough.
Having a look at the plants, the buds, and somebody's bud is going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a few of them. Maybe we get the high schools doing this. Oh, never mind.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm only kidding. The colleges I'm at.
I know. Yeah, the colleges. Yeah, because, God. Anyway, let's not talk about this. Can we just change the subject?
We should definitely have a national college grow off. Oh, yeah. I that silence says it all. Genius.
On the surface, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Right? Don't dig deep.
No, I can't.
No, just enjoy the notion.
Okay, you probably enjoy it.
Health Canada will put us to death at the side of the road.
Easily.
Pull over.
Easily.
All right, let's get to it. The top 10 stoner foods are what we're looking at today. And I thought, bro, why don't we kick it off with the craziest thing that we've ever eaten just because we were high?
Well, there's a bunch of crazy things that we've all eaten when we're high.
You got to pick your number one favorite thing that you can remember eating because you were high.
Or okay, so something that we might have eaten because we had to eat it because we were just hungry and thought it sounded cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to say it's because you had the munchies so bad you couldn't stop yourself from end to end on this food.
Yeah, well, the best thing that I ever cooked for myself, which I don't think it's that bad, actually, was just a peanut butter jam and bacon sandwich. That's the weirdest thing I ever had.
That does sound good.
It was great. It was like toast. I didn't have a lot, right? There was some bacon lantern in the fridge that was left over, so I just warmed it up and threw it on there.
I don't hate this idea. I don't hate... So it was... peanut butter?
Peanut butter, jam, and bacon.
That sounds delicious, actually.
I wanted to open up a food truck with that, with different types of jams and marmalades. I thought it would be a cool idea on the side of the street with like really nice bread and different kinds of bread, and people have peanut butter, jam, and bacon sandwiches because bacon is delicious.
I'm going to tell you something right now. My number one stoner food ever was Bish's Mom sandwiches. You ever have those?
No.
Oh, man. They were called panwiches. They were like, I don't know, pancake sandwiches.
Oh, I've heard of these things.
They were incredible. Yeah. Like she was like becoming famous for them among like fast food outlets that were blown away with the product. She would make them, give them to me. One of my former co-hosts, Bish, who we want. Bish, listen, if you're listening to this, and I know you may be, because I don't know, you may be, but if you are, could you please come and be on Marijuanderers? We have a mic right there.
Right here.
No. And Bish, you would be the guy.
Be nice to have him and see him again.
Yeah, he's the
best. I'd like
best.
To see him.
Bish is the best. It's the summer of Bish, I was told. But anyway, his mom made these things. He would bring them in frozen. I would take them home and I would nuke them. And I'm telling you, man, she made this one that was bacon and egg panwich.
Really, hey?
Oh, it was the best. It was, I can't
Did
believe.
Did she ever teach you how to make it, though, at least? Because it sounds simple.
No, and it's not. Many people have tried to replicate the panwich, but nobody has.
So it's...
And it's a big secret. She made it. It's a big secret how she does it.
So it's stuff inside of a pancake.
Kind of, but it's a sandwich.
Okay, but I don't understand the sandwich part. It's in pancake.
Yeah.
But there's no bread, so it's not a sandwich.
Instead of the bread, it's like a pancake.
I just said that.
Yeah. When? Just now?
Yeah. What are you talking? Seriously? Seriously?
And I said no to that?
Yeah, you did. Okay, let's move on.
It was the best thing clown. Ever. Okay, top 10 stoner foods.
Fuck. I'm alongside an idiot. Oh, okay, move on.
Okay, all right. But you know, it was like a pancake. It tasted like pancake, kind of, on the outside.
I get it, dude.
What are the kinds of things she makes? She made all broccoli and cheese.
That I wouldn't eat.
Oh,
that I would.
Ham and cheese. She made
ham
a great
and cheese. I'll do.
Oh, the ham and cheese was incredible.
Yeah, ham and cheese is always good. I'll do ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese panwich.
Yeah.
Bish, come back on the show, buddy, because we want some more panwiches.
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea.
No, brought to you by panwiches.
Yeah, brought to you by panwiches. Oh,
Bish's mom, by the way, his mom and dad and his family could be on the show. They're all wonderful people. They're like the most awesome panwich people ever.
Really?
Yeah, man. We got to get him back in here just for the panwiches.
Okay. So let's make a plan to get a panwich.
Yeah.
Bish, you're Bish, on the show. Get in here, man. Bring panwiches.
Number 10 on the top 10. I can't disagree with this one, buddy.
Okay. Which one is it?
Chinese takeout.
Yeah. Chinese takeout's always good because you got the salt and then you got the sweet because you're ordering. Yeah. Chinese takeout.
What's your takeout order? What do you got?
If it's depends on how high I am, right? Because I might order for 2 days, right? Like, because you're fucking high and you're hungry, so you're ordering for like a week. It's like, wow, you know what? This fucking vegetable chow mein will be fine by next Friday.
Oh, boy.
It's just, it's not. It's never good.
Garlicky. That's not garlicky. Right. That's a different smell.
I'm like General Tso chicken and a mushroom fried rice.
Yep.
And I like 3 egg rolls or 4 egg rolls because I love fucking egg rolls.
Okay. Would that be your order?
Pretty much.
Okay, then I'm in. Like, we will never have an argument over Chinese food.
Okay, done.
Because I love that order.
All right.
Okay,
perfect.
So
that's it.
Should we order that?
No, not now. I just had a pizza.
All right, we've got a lot of... Oh, yeah. By the way, that's coming up on the list.
No
this
shit.
This is like the Santa Claus parade. That's coming up on the list. Coming up later. Oh, kids, guess what's on the list? Number 9, macaroni and cheese. Not a fan myself.
No, pass on that. Move on.
Like, even if it's homemade?
Even if it's homemade, dude.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't like it either. It's kind of it tastes yucky.
I eat macaroni and cheese and I shit through the eye of a needle at 40 paces.
Really?
Oh, it's horrible.
Why is that?
Dude, I don't know. I just don't understand. There's something about the way the cheese and shit sort of, I don't know, man. It just never, ever has sat right with me, right? I could put...
Maybe it's the way that it's made because it kind of breaks down.
It's got cream and milk and stuff, right? And I drink milk. I don't know what?
Let's replace number 9 on the list, at least for the moment, with panwiches.
Okay, panwiches replaces that for sure.
Number 8, chips. Okay. No, not for you.
Too simple. Too simple.
Really?
I get it that it's a stone food, but that's pretty lame, man. That's weak on the part of the writer there. I'm going
to
say that.
What about the hell of a dip? Yeah, that to it.
That's fine, but then it's just not chips, then it's chips and dip.
Okay, let me paint a scenario for you. The only snack is chips. What chips do you hope are the snack?
What?
Okay, let me paint a scenario for you. There are only chips for snacks.
Okay.
What flavor of chips do you hope those chips are?
What flavor of chip do I hope the chips are if the only snack is chips?
Yeah. Why is this so fucking hard? Why is this so fucking hard? What flavor of chip do you like?
I think I would go applewood and bacon.
What?
Yeah, that's my favorite flavor.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my one.
Hmm.
You got a strange look on your face. Like you got a problem with applewood and bacon.
Like, be honest with you, it sounds like caveman food.
How does that sound like caveman food? Mm. Applewood and bacon.
Applewood. What is that? Applewood. What is applewood?
It's a wood. What the fuck do you think applewood is? It's in the fucking name.
Why do I want?
It's in the fucking name.
Why do I want?
Apple wood.
Why do I want wood in my chips?
Because
what are there?
All right.
Are we talking about wood chips?
Why? Yeah. I guess that's how they make it. I guess they use some kind of flavoring or something like that, or extract of apple wood.
Explain. There's wood in your chips that you like?
No, they're not wood chips.
Mm-hmm.
They are chips that are probably made over or have an essence added to them that is from apple wood. You know, like the wood from an apple tree.
No. Oh, okay. So there is wood in them. Smoke from the wood.
Yeah, that type of thing. That sort of flavor.
Okay. All right.
You say I'm difficult, dude.
No, by the way.
That weed wasn't as good as you thought it was because it made you fucking dumb and it made me dumb too.
No,
today's a dumb day on the show.
No, you're totally, that is not true. I was already dumb.
Well, I disagree, but go ahead.
Okay. I didn't think we'd have like communication syntax error over potato chips ever. And then easily the first one out of the gate were like Chinese food and we got the full order in simpatico.
Right.
Now we can't even understand what potato chips are.
Well what would you, what potato chip would you?
Salt vinegar.
Why?
Well, I don't know, because I like them, but there's no wood in them. But there's zero wood content.
That's just weak, man. That's such an old flavor. It's like dinosaur chip.
Okay, well, no, that's the one.
Okay.
Dill, here's the thing, and this is the truth about me. I only ever eat like 3 or 4 chips.
Yeah, me too. I don't eat a lot of chips.
And I know people that are like, oh, go eat the whole bag.
No, I'm more into healthier snacks.
Number 7, ice cream.
No. Nope.
Not for me, man, because no. I want mass, and then I get like brain freeze. No.
Now I know that this was written by somebody who doesn't smoke weed, because ice cream is not a go-to for anybody that gets high. How many times have you sat around in your entire life, in all your years, when somebody went, man, fuck, could really use some ice cream after smoking that joint? Nope. It's chips, beer, like you said, some of those, the first ones, pretty much. So no, that's weak. That's maybe a girl thing that they added in.
I love ice cream when I'm high.
No, you don't.
I love it.
You're just, no, you're lying to me.
I absolutely love it.
You can't. In fact,
they even listed the one that I like here, Ben and Jerry's, which of course is the best, but Chunky Monkey. Hello.
You're the only man I know that eats ice cream.
Well, you know what? I'm the only man you know probably gets his period. Number six, cookies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's bad for me, dude.
One time,
cookies are terrible.
One time I ate dad's cookies. So many of them that for the next couple of days I was making oatmeal.
Dude, it was, terrible. Terrible. Oh. The one that that got me, I was, they had these, I don't know who makes them, but they have like this vanilla icing on them, and they're like a white cookie with some raisins in them, so they're not overly sweet.
Oh, I know the ones you're talking about.
And I ate like a bag of those, right? Backed up by like a half a liter of Pepsi, backed up by a bag of nachos. Right. And that I should have been in the hospital for a week the way I woke up the next day. It was awful.
Did you lose a tote of diabetes before dinner?
Dude, it was terrible. That's one problem with eating this type of shit when you're stoned, right? You just wind up destroying yourself. Okay. So do you know those?
I've had a food hangover from it before.
Yes. Yeah. I had it over the weekend. So I had some buddies over on Saturday night and we all got a thing for the same candy. Right? There are these things called goodies. Do you know what goodies are?
Oh, the licorice goodies?
The licorice goodies, where the hard candy coated licorice. You've got
to be careful, man. Licorice is made for one thing only, old school poops.
Dude, I was shitting Twizzlers for fucking 2 days. It was fucking horrible.
Oh, good God. I woke
up the fucking next day.
My kids, listen. I hope there's enough time between this statement and Halloween for parents to get around to eating that stuff out of their kids' candy, because that Twizzler is going to be tough going down the next time.
It was fucking horrible, dude.
My God.
I was so fucking incontinent. I think I took six shits the following day, Sunday. It started about 6:30 and it didn't end till fucking 6:30 in the evening. I went through fucking 3/4 of a roll of toilet paper, right? My ass was fucking raw. I was sweating so much, but so exhausted I couldn't take a shower. It was fucking horrible. It was the worst fucking day of my life in a long fucking time. And I've had a lot of shitty days in my life. Sorry. I'm fucking done now, but it's one of the funniest things that ever fucking happened to me. Like, literally, a bag of goodies fucking shitting Twizzlers for fucking 12 hours. It was fucking awful.
Okay, that degenerated so quickly.
Sorry, dude.
Okay. I thought maybe if I had the lead line on that made for pooping, that would be the end of it.
No.
Okay.
No.
I want you to feel that this is a free forum.
I didn't mean to go into fucking toilet humor, but it's true. And I challenge all the listeners to try it.
Just I have tears running down my face. The line I'm going to capture from this is, I was so incontinent. I don't think you have to add the word so to that.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck, my back hurts. I just threw my back out laughing.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
He got me so good that time. Oh, I can't believe this is the next one on the list on that note. Number five, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yeah, no quiero Taco Bell.
For sure, a stoner standby. It is a staple, no doubt, in my mind. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I will always succumb to the nachos and cheese. And maybe a bit of their fake guacamole. But
no.
I rarely eat a taco there.
No, I don't eat anything from there.
Why not?
I don't. The cheeses freak me out.
Yeah, the cheese is the wrong color.
Yeah, all of it's the wrong color. Everything's the wrong color there, the food. I don't get it.
Yeah. I can't believe.
What are you laughing at?
That you ate enough goodies to almost put yourself in the hospital.
It was awful, dude. It was the worst fucking 2 days. It was like 2 days, man. It was like awful. I felt awful for 2 days. But like,
listen, dude, I don't say this enough. The way that I feel right now, the way you've made me laugh just now, I love you, dude. You're the absolute best. And if people think that all we do is fight, these are the moments you got to remember when we are scrapping. Okay. Number four. So yeah, you don't do that. Okay. Number four, breakfast foods. This I can get behind. I would have some Eggs Benedict right now.
Yeah, I'll do eggs anytime. You know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. One time we went to a restaurant, Chris ate how many eggs? It was a dozen, wasn't it?
No, that day I'd had 13 eggs that day. Yeah. I had dinner. Dinner was 5 poached eggs on a piece of toast with some tomatoes. Remember that? You laughed at me. I think you got it on film someplace. I like eggs. Fuck off. It's fucking eggs.
It's good. All right. Well, as a stoner food, it qualifies, I guess. Add a little bit of bacon to that. Don't kill yourself with eggs, okay? By the way, just let me point out once again, which I have done to you about your egg fascination, that day you ate enough eggs that you had to actually get a second dozen going.
Yes, I did actually.
Okay. Because yeah. They don't come with 13.
No.
You had to go get it.
No, I buy them 18 at a time. I buy 36 eggs a week. Fuck off. It's not a big deal. There's a good healthy stone snack. Put that on the fucking list, motherfucker. I like eggs.
Oh, listen, I work with them. You don't want to do that to your colleagues. Just find another snack. Number three, nachos.
Yeah.
Well, too complicated.
I don't do nachos. Like, I just eat them plain out of the bag.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually kind of my favorite chip, if I was to be honest with you. I like a good corn chip, but only a few.
Yeah, that's the one I'll eat, so. What are you laughing at now? I don't understand.
I can't stop thinking about how many eggs I watched you consume.
So, you got goodies and eggs. You got two things to make fun of.
If you ate them both on the same day, you'd still be in a coma.
I probably could eat them in the same day.
Number two, burgers. This I can get behind any time of day or night. Burgers Priest, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Too much work.
I like the Vatican burger. What do you mean? To go and get it?
Yeah. I don't want to go get it. And I don't want to have it delivered. And then by the time you get home, it's fucking soggy.
Why don't you eat it there?
Because I don't want to be in the restaurant with people.
You don't, when you're all stoned.
Yeah, I don't that is a tough fucking one. High.
You don't want to be high.
Walk out with fucking relish on my eyebrow and shit. I don't want to have that happen. That's what happens when you're stoned. You wind up with relish on your fucking eyebrow. Think you're hitting on a chick that's looking at you and she just stared at a chunk of relish on your eyebrow. It's a true story. It is a true story.
It's not a true story.
It is a true story.
No, it's not.
No, it is. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because my buddies let me walk around for like 2.5 hours with a chunk of relish on my eyebrow years ago at a fucking car show. And these fucking chicks were all looking at me and I thought I was hot. But I had relish on my eyebrow.
Oh.
It's the truth. It's not a joke.
I am so glad we're at number one because I don't know if I can take any more.
This went south. It's so south.
Please don't talk after this.
It was
one.
Your idea.
Yeah, eating stoned burgers is tough.
It is. It's hard. I don't want to do it.
I mean, aside from relish, you get stuff on you. You're right.
Shit on your hands, and it's on your cheek.
Also,
and like,
then your fingers stink after eating burgers, and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah, no, it's not good, dude. And people, when they're fucking stoned eating burgers, they got shit on their hands, they're licking their fingers and stuff, and it's disgusting. And I can't sit in a restaurant and look at that, and I don't want to be that. Right? Like, no. Not interested.
Number one stoner food.
I don't know why you're having such difficulty today.
Because you're so random. I really enjoy your company, buddy. Oh, you're so weird. Number one, and both of us can get behind this one, even though it's not the best thing to do for your body, we do it often, often, often. And today, you brought me into a whole new realm of pizza is number one on the list. Congratulations, pizza. I don't know what we would do without you. In college, we used to have 2-for-1, and then there was 3-for-1, and then there was 4-for-1. I don't know what the pizza was made of. We ordered a lot of it, very drunk. But pizza has saved the day a lot of times in my life.
Yeah, I think that's weak for number one, man. I think it's weak.
What?
I think there's better stuff for number one.
Well, what would you suggest?
Well, for what, stone foods?
Yeah.
Where's the candy? Where's candy on that list?
Okay, candy.
Where's candy? There's no candy. Everybody wants candy. You put out fucking jelly beans in front of a bunch of stone people, they're going to eat all the fucking jelly beans. You know it. That should be on there. They don't have
that. I got Skittles in the car.
That's the weed that you have.
Yeah, and I have the real Skittles too. You can't have one without the other.
Nice. I like Skittles now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think pizza's weak.
Okay. Right? Well, replace the number one at home along with Grizz. And on the count of three, let's all shout out what we think the number one should be. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You didn't shout yours out, Dick.
Oh.
3, 2, 1. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, asshole. Could you try?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for subscribing to the show.
Goodies.
Don't eat anymore. Subscribe, tell a friend. Don't forget the next episode is Stoned Movies. This is Marijuanders. Thanks to the Podplant.